Hello and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Hopefully David Ray calls in soon because I gotta go load here in a minute. Unlike some people, I got bills I gotta pay. So I gotta work every day. No, I didn't do that song right. But anyway, I got bills I gotta pay. So I gotta work every day. Bow. Anyway. So, yeah, I just got the text message saying that the load will be ready shortly. Means get your butt down here. So in 1 minute, I will call Blog Talk Radio. And meanwhile, where is my medicine book? Son of a biscuit. Oh, it's probably over here. Because I took it with the truck. Book. Here you are. Da, da, da. So today's topic is going to be cancer. And it's time to call Blog Talk Radio. Radio. Thank you, this number. Go. Oh, here's how it merged. Okay, I wasn't sure how to merge. Here we go.
Powerful food and medicine you could ever have. Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full-color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic foods? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
All right. freefoodandmedicine.com or freefoodandmedicine.net if you give us for it. Or freefoodandmedicine.org to see the site that we're working on. It's a little incomplete, but We'll get there. We've got a lot of stuff on our plate. And pretty much everything but the podcast and the blog is community-oriented. So you can go there and post stuff, share stuff, whatever stuff. And and then the blog, whenever we get around to the blog, we'll have some stuff there. We should already have stuff there, but we're just too busy. And the podcast, well, yeah, basically we got our Blog Talk Radio podcast, and then we got another podcast that we're recording at the same time. So when we run out of time on Blog Talk Radio, we continue recording on the other one. So Blog Talk is just basically our advertisement podcast. So at that, we have less than 10 more podcasts remaining on Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, we've got to give them more money. Money, money, money. So once our less than 10 podcasts are up, you'll have to go and find us and listen to us at freefoodandmedicine.org. And shortcut to finding this podcast in the future, provided Blog Talk doesn't delete us for talking about things that the New World Order doesn't want us to talk about, you can find this podcast at freefoodandmedicinepodcast.com. So there you go. Today's topic is cancer. And I got to go pick up my load, so I'm hoping David calls in. Otherwise, we're going to have dead air. But fortunately, I don't got to do a whole lot of work while loading. It's unloading is where I usually do most of my work. So I can talk while they're loading. I just got to drive down here, scale in, and then hurry up and wait. So, before I get to the Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide book, a couple things that I know Marcus will want me to say is stop doing the things that cause cancer, like sugar. Now, there's good sugars and bad sugars. Like I've said in a previous podcast, and that's what I tell everybody, not everybody all the time, but most everybody, most all the time, this is what I try to say. When you're trying to change your habits, because Marcus Rothkranz and a few others, they say, you can't just take a pill and fix the problem. You got to change your lifestyle, which is true. But you got to start somewhere, right? So where to start? Three places to start. Change your sugars, change your fats, change your salts, and then start taking herbs for whatever your ailments are. And start, you know, that's where I would start. That's kind of where I did start. I started, well, three things got me started. Losing all my teeth was kind of a wake-up call. I had bad teeth growing up. My parents didn't know about nutrition, not proper nutrition. So I had bad teeth my whole life. So around 20, I ended up getting all my teeth pulled. I still talk pretty well without them. I got dentures, but I hate them, so I don't wear them. Rumor has it that you could possibly regrow your teeth. People have in the past. Ripley's, believe it or not, somebody did. And I've seen or heard of other people. In fact, I know somebody who was in their 80s, had a third set of teeth ready to come in, but she still had her second set, I think. I can't remember the details. But anyways, she had a third set waiting to come in, and she was in her 80s. So that's somebody I know firsthand. They didn't grow in. She ended up passing away. I plan on hopefully maybe reaching that timeline, because I think there's a timeline where once you, like when you're a kid and you lose your first set and your second set grows in, there's a timeline. Usually, I think two or three. I don't remember. It's been a while since I had kids growing up. But anyways, So there's a timeline where kids lose their baby teeth and their second set comes in. And I believe there's a timeline where the third set comes in. So that's the other reason I don't wear my dentures. But anyways, we're getting off point. I know people might think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs by saying that. But hey, I'm going to try to be as healthy as I can and possibly regrow my teeth if it's possible. If not, hey, I'll be healthy trying, right? Okay, so back to my point. I discovered a Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape. And so I started studying about colloidal minerals, metallic minerals, and so on and so forth, chelated minerals. And so that started me on my path, those three things. And then I started studying Dimmock because I was into martial arts back then. I studied karate, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu. And so then I was getting into Dimmock. And at that point, they were teaching herbology. You had to learn herbology before you started learning death touch. And I pretty much stayed there. And I pretty much stopped doing a lot of my martial arts, which I probably should have stayed up with. But, you know, I kind of backslid on that department. But anyway, I had kids. I had child support. I had bills I got to pay, you know. So I just stayed with herbology and got into psychology and stuff like that. Became more analytical. So what I tell people is start out with changing your basics. Like, you know, look for minerals. I think that's the foundation of everything. Minerals and vitamins. Like that Dr. Stone Lie, Dr. Wallach. The foundation is minerals and vitamins. I've also studied orthomolecular medicine, which is vitamin therapy. So I believe that's the foundation. So start there. Replace your sugars with, you know, your bad sugars with good sugars while you're weaning yourself off being addicted to sugar. That's my problem. I'm a sweetaholic. I love sweets. I was raised on them, but that's probably not the only reason. I mean, our society is, you know, everything. Sweet, 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 sweet. So that's something I got to work on. So I try to eat healthy. I try to eat healthy sugars, raw sugar. The second thing would be to replace your salts. Get rid of your white salts and replace them with raw salt, sea salt, things of that nature. And then your fats. Quit eating unhealthy fats. I'm breaking up for a minute because I'm inside the building. I'm going to scale myself in. All right. Date I have no. No. All right. I don't know if you heard any of that. I was inside the building on my Bluetooth. Phone was in the truck. So I'm down here getting ready to load. I had to scale myself in. Still waiting for David Ray, but now is the hurry up and wait part. So now, focus, which is something I have a hard time doing because I'm a little ADD. Cancer! So like I said, basically you start out with changing your habit. So if you got cancer or you think you might have cancer, or you got tumors. So I got a friend who might have to have surgery here shortly for tumors. So hopefully maybe I can edumacate her on some herbology so that maybe she can avoid that. But it's probably a little late. Not a little late to fix the problem, but it's a little late because she's probably going to go ahead and have her surgery. Which may or may not be detrimental or a bad thing. But anyway, viruses, tumors, and cancers, all three are related, according to David Ray and some of our herbology studies. So I know there are direct links to all three, but I'm not as analytical as, say, David Ray and some other people, so I can't tell you the direct links. I'm just aware of them. So anyway, David's more like the rocket scientist, and so I rely on him on the more analytical aspects of the analytical aspect. I can just give you the surface of the analytical aspect. So, change your habits by starting with sugars, salt, and fat. Start with, you know, changing, you know, getting rid of the unhealthy fat, like corn oils and stuff like that, pork products, you know, pork fat, things like that, and use healthy fat. Get rid of your unhealthy sugars, unhealthy salts, and replace those with healthy sugars and healthy salts. Start taking real quality minerals and vitamins. That's where I would start. Then you look at books like the Free Food and Medicine book or other herbology books. My favorite book until I found the Free Food and Medicine book was Prescriptions for Natural Healing. I've been using that for over 20 years now, since 1996, I've been using Prescriptions for Natural Healing. And it's in a box somewhere right now. So right now, my number one book is the Free Food and Medicine book, and I love it, which is why we named our podcast after it. So anyway, cancer. I'm going to go ahead and read these off, and then we'll pick one and go into more detail if we have time. And we might go into overtime, so you'll find the overtime at freefoodandmedicine.org. Some of these I don't know much about or I can't pronounce, so bear with me. Agrimony. Now, I don't know anything about that, and I'm not even sure if I pronounced it right, but there's David Ray. David Ray to the rescue.
So you recognize my face.
Your face.
Well, how else would you recognize me?
So, by your ding.
By my ding? My ding's unique to everybody else's ding?
We don't have any callers. So it would have to be you. None of my stalkers call in. They just listen. Talk about what I talk about after the fact. So anyway. But yeah, if you
want you're breaking
to
up.
Call in, have something pot, am I? Oh, yeah, I'm not in the best of areas. All right, so we're reading the herbs for cancer.
Right. You've been at it for 15 minutes. I assume you're about a quarter way through.
No, I just started.
Oh. No. Terrible.
Terrible. So the first one was agrimony, if I pronounced that right.
Yeah, I'd probably pronounce it the same way.
The second one would be alfalfa.
Alfalfa, superfood. My stepfather used it to... Yeah, make a tea out of it. Make a tea out of it. My stepfather used it in order to get sick calves back to health so that they could go back onto their mama's milk and be healthy little calves. So.
There you go.
You know?
Out of
yeah,
zero.
For those of you who do. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, for those of you who dread milk, you know, try alfalfa tea instead. You know?
Right.
Aloe vera, he's got a star behind that one. Yeah, aloe vera is what draws things out. So what?
What did the star mean again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking down at Candida.
Okay.
It does have aloe vera after cancer. I'm guessing, because I didn't find anything in the book that says what the star means. But I'm guessing he's saying, hey, this is one of the better ones for this condition. So that said, I scan through here real quick. I see Chaparral has a star after it. And as far as I can tell, that's the only one that has a star after it under cancer. So.
Yeah, I think that would be what I think the star means. That's like the number one thing you want to use for that.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Okay. I looked up Agrimony. It's got a long stem with a yellow flower on it.
All right.
And,
I'm
good for all kinds.
I'm gonna hang up and call back in. Because it's really hard to hear you.
Hey, it's good for athletes, Pete. Okay. Now I'm on my good phone. All right. Anyway, hopefully that wasn't me breaking up. So, yeah, okay. Agrimony. I'm not familiar with it, but it's got a lot of good properties. So after aloe vera is almonds. Almonds are good for a lot of things. I think heartburn or acid reflux, good for that. What else is almonds good for?
I didn't hear what you originally said, but almonds has, it's vitamin B17, I think it is, or something like that. It's the chemical that gives it its flavor. People get apricot pits, whatever. I forget the name of the chemical, but it's basically the thing that kills cancer. Every cancer cell has a hormone to it that breaks this vitamin in half and releases the cyanide that's in it. And so basically when you're smelling almonds, you're smelling the smell of cyanide, all right? But it's trapped in this vitamin, and so it won't be released until it's exposed to this particular hormone, at which point it will release it, and, well, it's only cancer cells that give off that hormone. So. You still there? Am I there?
Yeah, I'm moving a little bit to see if I'm the reason why it's breaking up or if it's you.
Are you hearing strange sounds on your end this time?
Yeah, we're very professional. I think it's you. But who knows? All right.
Well,
so
I'm using my headphones.
Okay. Try taking those off.
Is the speakerphone better?
So far, so good.
Okay, you're still sputtering.
Am I?
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably me then. Okay, right. So. Andrographis. I don't remember what that is.
Yep, I don't know
that
one either.
All right, we'll skip that for now.
Angelica?
Angelica!
And artichoke?
Artichoke.
And arugula. And ash. I assume he's talking about the tree.
Yes.
And then asparagus.
Asparagus.
And astrolabe. Yeah, astragalus is a. It's an herb from China. My mom got that for a cold cure. So I'm willing to bet we saw it under
viruses.
Under viruses and again under tumors and probably, you know, well, here it is again under cancer.
And not a tumor.
Right. Did you mention what we heard Rothgrant saying last night on one of his recordings?
Depends.
Well, okay. So he got on and basically is saying, you know, all these people keep emailing him, writing him, and asking, you know, what's the cure for this and what's the cure for that? And his biggest response is stop doing those things which cause the problem in the first place. Right. And I know I often say it's not so much avoiding the poisons as it is putting in good stuff. But he did have a point. You know, if you were to eat a bag of flour, that would really clog up your system something awful, and you would not be able to absorb any nutrients until you cleared it. All right? So, you know, filling your arteries with plaques and you know, basically poisoning your muscle tissue and your flesh and stuff like that, all those things will hinder your ability to absorb those nutrients. So, you know, yeah, we eat too much sugar. We clog our arteries with bad fats and dead fats and things like that. You know, so along with eating these wonderful things he's got listed here, you know, we should be doing things to clean ourselves out. And some of these do that. Some of these herbs do clean you out, you know, like the almonds, and I bet you he's got he's probably got peach pits in here someplace. I'm looking to see. I do not see peach mentioned at all. How about apricot? He didn't mention apricot, did he? All right. How about cherry pits? Nope. Nope, he didn't mention them. I don't know why he didn't mention them. Because apricot pits is a big one for getting that B17. All right? I don't know. Maybe he did his research and he doesn't particularly believe in B17. I'm also guessing that that's the correct vitamin number. I could be wrong. from what I've read, it's technically not a B vitamin. But it gets called that often, and it is the thing that you'll find in almonds, cherry pits, peach pits, apricot pits. It's got another chemical name. I can't remember it, but it breaks down in the presence of a hormone that's released by cancer to release the cyanide that's in it, and because it's the cancer cells that release the hormone, the cyanide ends up being in proximity of those cancer cells and thus kills those cancer cells. So, anyway. So, yeah, basically he's saying, you know, clean up your act. He's saying clean up your act. You know, it doesn't do good to eat good, nutritious food if you haven't straightened things out. So,
but yeah, I touched on
and he
that.
He does talk about the bacteria.
90 seconds.
Basically, what Marcus Rothschild and a lot of other people would say is, you know, stop doing the bad habit that created the problem in the first place. I was watching a video, and I've just recently posted it on my Facebook page for my Facebook people. about sugar. And now they thought that diabetes and all these other diseases were caused by bad fat. And they were pushing this, you know, change your fats thing, because people were starting to get unhealthy. And so they changed their fats. People continue to be getting unhealthy, and problems keep escalating. And then they determined that basically the problem was sugar. And Marcus Rothkranz preaches about sugar real bad, too. Cut out as many sugars as you can. Cut out any processed foods. Cut out any pastas and cereals. You want your grains to be raw. You want raw grains. That being said, what I was saying in the beginning, you want to start replacing your bad stuff with good stuff. Replace your bad sugars with good sugars. Replace your bad fats with good fats, your bad salts with good salts. Anything that you have around the house that you're eating, you know, start with one thing at a time and start replacing them, the unhealthy ones, with healthy ones. And just weed out all the unhealthy stuff and weed in the healthy stuff. And if you do have ailments, then start taking herbs for those. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, homeopathic remedies. But my personal opinion is the foundation to health is minerals and vitamins. Of course, you still got amino acids and fatty acids. But minerals and vitamins, those are the foundation. Those are the building blocks. Fruits and vegetables, or fruits tend to have more vitamins. And vegetables tend to have more minerals. I think nuts tend to have more amino acids. And I'm not sure exactly what all has fatty acids. But seeds and nuts will have most of your amino acids. And I'm sure there's other things that have it as well. But, that's the foundation. Minerals, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids. Now, you can get those in a factory, bottled pills or liquid mineral supplements. But ideally, you want to get them fresh from the plants themselves. And that's why we're doing this podcast and doing the website for freefoodandmedicine.org. So what's next?
Wow.
Am I still breaking up?
Yeah, every syllable you say is being doubled.
Okay. I'm thinking it's you. But anyway, what's next on the list?
Well, we're off into the bees. Balsam pear, begonia,
Boston pear,
birch.
Not Boston pear, balsamic pear, right?
Balsam pear.
Balsam pear.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, like the really soft wood that they use for craft. I don't know. I assume that's not the source of that wood, though. And then... after birch,
it's not a pear,
black walnut.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
Black walnut. Oh, yes. They were talking about black walnut. Black walnut's good, especially living in the Midwest. I don't know where else walnuts grow. In our area, we got tons of black walnut. The Marcus Rothkranz mentor, or at least one of them, he says he likes to get, he was talking about iodine. Healthy iodine, because too much bad iodine will cause problems. And he said he liked to get his good iodine from seaweed. But if you can't get it from your seaweed, he says his second choice would be black walnuts. And what I call good side effect to black walnut is it's also anti-parasitic. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Get rid of the worms. Yeah, and black walnut's also a painkiller. But yeah, it's anti-parasitic, pain relief, and a good source of iodine, organic iodine.
Organic iodine. So yeah, you get your now, healthy salt, not this table salt crap. And you do your black walnut, iodine from the black walnut, your other minerals, raw salt.
Right. Yeah, one of the things he was pointing out about iodine, though, is that iodine is one of those trace minerals, and it's along the lines of you only need a trace of it. Yeah, you don't need a lot of iodine. Okay?
No.
So it'll last you a while, and you don't need tons of it. And there's lots of people who suffer from iodine poisoning because they're taking lots of iodine, you know, mainly around this Fukushima thing, which he brought up in that particular podcast. It was very interesting. I've had a lot of concerns for my children who are in California. Because of the waters from Fukushima, I've heard that the radioactivity is traveling with the water. But he points out that the heavy metals are heavy. So they get out in the ocean, they tend to sink. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, they tend to sink. So even the lead would be at the bottom of the ocean. It tends not to stay near the surface.
Right, and that's why I like
it.
Because it floats.
It floats. Yeah, it needs sunlight. So it's not going to be anywhere near the bottom. It won't be sucking up the nutrients from the bottom at all. It needs sunlight. So yeah, Fukushima's a problem, but, you know, the ocean's a big, giant filter. So we don't really want to use it as a toxic waste dump, but it does, you know. It does. It's the way it works. Does
it
act
does
as a filter for us?
It like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And who knows? Those bottom feeders might need more of those heavy metals.
Well, that's true. They may be designed for handling them. There's some giant tube worms that feed off the hot waters from the vent. No other life form can stand that. And yet, they build their tubes right into the vents, and the vents shoot right on through their bodies. You know? So, they're taking on water that's hotter than what we call boiling, and they're just fine. You know? You know, and they're certainly getting heavy metals, because they're getting the concentrated metals dissolved at high pressure in the water. So, yeah, you might be right. Those bottom feeders may well do well with the heavy metals.
Well, yeah,
radioactive
every creature's designed differently. Yeah, and that's why we're not supposed to eat bottom feeders. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one is blessed thistle.
Yeah.
And I don't know the difference between it and Canadian pineapple thistle or whatever. I know the pineapple thistle, it looks sort of like a pineapple on top, but I don't know how different that is than a blessed thistle. So, sorry. Blueberry. Blue violet. Hey, and here's one. Broad bean, a.k.a., I believe, fava?
Yes.
Okay. Broccoli. Eat your broccoli.
We talked about that on a previous podcast.
Burdock. Burdock would definitely work as a bitter, but I recommend you eat the root because the leaves will turn your stew black. Doesn't take very much of them to do it either. I'm sure they're full of nutrients, but it doesn't taste very good. Butternut.
Butternut.
So would that? I assume that's the tree, but you know there is a butternut squash. Cabbage.
Cabbage. I like the
cabbage,
but I don't like regular cabbage.
You want to take a chance of pronouncing the next one? I said canistel.
I think that's about right. Canistel.
Right, and then there's canistel. Cape aloe.
Cape aloe, which is in the aloe family. That's a giant,
reddish-looking
aloe. It only grows out of the desert.
Okay. I wonder if we can get it to grow in a very dry green one. AKA Queen Anne's Lace.
Yeah. Cedar. Cedar's high in vitamin C. Those pine is probably yum.
Yep. And then here's the only one with a star on it. Chaparral.
Chaparral.
And then chicory. And favorite vegetable for salad.
Chicory. Oh, and chickweed. Wow. The chickweed's good for everything. It's like a superfood.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see now. I'm looking around.
And everybody's trying to kill it. Don't kill your chickweed.
Oh, yeah.
You should be eating it. It's good for almost everything. It's good for the lungs. It's good for the skin. It's good for weight loss. It's good for cancer. Shoot. I love chickweed.
Yeah, I need to go weigh myself next time I'm Bill and Shirley.
Everywhere. Oh, yeah, David.
I need to go weigh myself
next
time I'm Bill and Shirley. Yeah, I didn't lose 100 pounds on chickweed.
50.
Probably
50.
20. Probably 20. I didn't
like
have 50 to 50 lose.
Pounds.
That may be.
Okay. He looked like he lost 50 pounds. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Yep. I lost a good 8 inches on my belt. So, yeah, he's probably right.
So if you need to lose weight, start eating chickweed. Page 44. Okay, go ahead.
Grant, some of my volume is probably due to bloat. You know, things causing me to be gassy. Let's see. Chili pepper?
Oh, yeah. Chickweed's good for a lot of stuff. Go ahead. Chili pepper.
Chili peppers, citrus. Clover, chamomile, cleavers, another one of my favorite vegetables.
Yay. Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce this one.
I have no clue. Coleus.
Coleus.
Forskoli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just skip on to the next one. Collard greens.
Collard greens.
Oh, here's another weird one. Not quite as weird. Cornus cusa. And then it says cruniferous vegetables, which is funny because it listed some of them, broccoli, cabbage, Let's see now.
Carnivorous vegetables?
Yeah, no. Cruciferous vegetables.
Oh, I thought you said carnivorous things like, vegetables.
Things like Brussels sprouts.
Are there any carnivorous
cabbage,
vegetables?
Broccoli. There are carnivorous vegetables out there. Venus flytrap and sundew.
Yes.
And
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't know if we're supposed to eat those or not.
I wonder what...
I suppose we could.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
Currants.
Go ahead.
And black currants.
Oh, yeah, we got tons of those on the land. We got those, too.
And dandelion.
We got
and
those,
echinacea.
Too. Everybody's got those.
And fenugreek.
Yeah, I guess we're not supposed to eat Venus flytrap.
And then flax and garlic and ginger and ginseng.
Ginseng.
And gold thread.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh,
all right.
And now we're on the other side. And we didn't even get halfway through the list.
Come with us to the dark side. I know.
I might suggest that we pick up from the G's and continue from there.
We can do that, but we'll finish here.
Let me see. What was the plant that he was saying was better than echinacea?
Oh, kind of a biscuit.
Yeah, because he was saying echinacea actually is kind of volatile. It doesn't survive shipping and such so well.
Yeah, but if you grow your own,
anyway.
Yeah, right.
Right, if you eat it fresh. But, okay, so if you receive echinacea as a product that you buy in the store, here's the test to see if it's still vital or not. All right, so you put some on your tongue. And you should feel on the edge of your tongue, it should taste like pennies. You should have a metallic taste on the edge of your tongue. All right? If you're not getting that metallic taste from your echinacea, then all the vitality from your echinacea is gone. All right? So, you might buy a product that says, it's... 50%
oh.
Echinacea. If you don't get that, that echinacea died in the travel. It was yucca?
I believe so.
Hmm. Yeah, but yucca doesn't give that to
list.
You.
No, he's saying he wants the yucca over the echinacea.
Ah. Well...
If I remember
right. You've
got
right. That one listed here, too.
Yeah, I'll try to put some of those videos on our website.
Or just go to his YouTube
Rothkranz
channel.
Won't get mad at. Yes, go to Marcus Rothkranz YouTube channel.
Yep.
What I Googled was, well, I didn't Google it. Well, I Googled it because I YouTubed it. But anyways, I put in a YouTube search engine, Marcus Rothkranz, and then I put in cancer. And we got several videos that we listened to last night, and that was one of them. So go ahead.
Okay.
What's after? What's the last one we said? Oh, goat.
Well, the next one on the list was goat's room.
Yeah, goat.
And then grapes.
And goat's brew. Grape.
And green tea.
Wild grape, preferably.
Probably.
Or grow your own.
And ground ivy. Oh,
green
man, this
tea.
Is the cat. All the other
ground
stuff.
Ivy. Hey, Hazelnut.
And hazelnuts or slash filberts. And
kill all.
One that I'm going to have to seek out this year and propagate. Honey locusts. Oh, my gosh. And you want to chop all our honey locusts down.
We can grow them on the other property. I don't want them on our main property.
Yeah, we need to find one where the beans grow at a reachable height and propagate that. Because any other honey locust,
that
it's
too
pointless to have it.
Well, unless you're looking at the honey locust bark, we'll have to look that up and see what part of the honey locust is the cancer cure or treatment.
Well, yeah, this is true.
We're not allowed to cure or anything. The government will kill us if we try to cure you. 302.
I don't know. I haven't cured anybody yet. Now, some of the weeds and plants that they've eaten probably cured them, but I didn't cure them.
All right. Honey locust is on page 302. I got to bail out. Go ahead and finish reading the list. We'll come back and read on honey locust. And
okay.
And then come back to chickweed. Even though we already did a podcast on chickweed, we'll come back and read on chickweed again.
Chickweed is valuable. Okay. So, very quickly, since he's dropping out, jackfruit, Japanese knotweed. Boy, we talked about this one before, and I never could pronounce it right. Jiaogulan, kiwi, kohlrabi. That's another one of those cruciferous vegetables. Kumquat. Lemon, licorice, and I guess he prefers wild, and loquat, milkweed, moringa, mulberry, mullein, mustard, myrrh, nettle, oat grass, olive, onions, papaya, parsley, paw de arco, pawpaw, perilla, I'm not sure I pronounced that right, peppermint, plums and prunes, and poke, he likes poke, pomegranate, prickly pear cactus. Yeah, actually, the whole prickly pear cactus is edible. So not just the fruits. The fruits are sweet. I actually got to eat several of them this year. It was very nice. Full of BBs. The seeds are like little BBs. And then radish, raspberry, red clover, rooibos, saffron, sage, sagebrush, seaweed, shepherd's purse, slippery elm, sneezeweed, spearmint, squash, St. John's wort, strawberries, wild, thorny olive, turnips, turmeric, watercress, wheatgrass, willow, yellow dock, yellow root, yucca slash Joshua, green juices. Oh, green juices eliminate animal products. Oh, eliminate animal products. Okay, so stop eating animal products. So, yeah, if you got cancer, Here's where Rothkranz and I might disagree. He doesn't think we should be eating meat and milk and things like that in the first place. But if you got cancer, going full on vegan will help clear you out and help, you know, provide you the nutrients you need in order to fix the cancer. All right.
I juice a lot, and I think that's what keeps me cleaned out.
Right. You know. All right. So, yeah, that made it to the end of the list. I still think we should go back and... I read the whole list.
Okay.
So where's this, honey? What's this? Three what?
I think it's page 302. I'm backing back. I got a two compartment load, so it's just scaled back location so they can do the second compartment. And then I'll be back with you. But yeah, I think it was page 302.
Yep, I got it. AKA thorny locust. A tree grows to 80 feet with thorns, greenish flower clusters, flat, twisted fruit pods, which are antiseptic, antifungal, antibacterial. Pod tea used for lungs, stomach, and heart issues. Wow, I just learned something new. I could make a tea out of the pods. Which would be a good way of extracting the honey from them, because they tend to have a green honey in them. And it'd be a good use for them when they don't have seeds in them as well. I like to eat the beans, the actual bean inside the pod. You should pick them when they're green. The problem is, most honey locusts, the bean pods will be a good 20, 30 feet off the ground at the top of the tree. And to get there, you have to climb past
thorns. You can't get there because it's got
all the thorns. Yeah, you got to climb past all those thorns. So it's tricky to get them. All right. On my mom's farm, there was a honey locust tree on the fence line that conveniently had most of the pods right there where all you had to do is reach up with a stick and pull the limb down, and you could harvest all the pods you wanted. And I think they would have been lower, but cattle had eaten them off so many times that there wasn't any lower limbs for them to be produced on. Okay, silly cat, if you want to get... Yeah, there you go. We got a new cat in the greenhouse. Her name's Jelly Bean. She has come to the conclusion she owns the place, and... is doing her best to share it with Liberty, who doesn't like her. Anyway, but she's been hopping up and down out of my bed all day today, and wanted to make a presence on the phone call right now because she's meowing in the background. Anyway, so yeah, make a tea out of it. That's a new one on me. Okay, leaves contain anti-cancer compounds. Anything this powerful could be toxic if taken in high doses. There is a similar tree called the black locust, which is toxic and doesn't have any long branched spines on the trunk, instead having a pair of short thorns at the base of each leaf. The leaflets are also much broader on the toxic version. Okay, so yeah, I once mistaken, I thought I had found a thornless honey locust because the bean pods are very similar. All right, black locusts, yeah, there'll be no thorns on the trunk. You know, look for those little thorns at the branch at the base of the leaves, the leaf pairs. And their pods are much longer and flatter than a honey locust. All right. But both have that green honey in their pods, and that's why I made the mistake. And actually, the honey tastes the same. But I knew that I'd gotten into something wrong when the back of my throat started burning. Black locust is poisonous. So, well, toxic. All right. I want to look into the leaves, because I find a lot of things that I can eat the fruit on, the leaves are good to eat also. So,
It says the leaves are really powerful, though, so don't take too much of them.
Right. Yeah, I want to look into this and see if anybody else has some information on how to go about using them. So,
there you go.
Do you have the page number for chicory?
So, the bean pods, chicory, you mean chickweed?
Chickweed.
Well, we're
yes,
about out of
chickweed.
Time. We're about out of time. Actually, we are
okay.
Out of time. So we can go back to chickweed later. We talked about it on a previous podcast, so go check that
out. All right. For future references on page 44.
Of the Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guy, Marcus Rothkranz at freefoodandmedicine.net.
All right, before you hang up on us, do I have time to go close up the geese and the ducks before the next podcast?
Sure.
All right, I'll go do that.
All right, we'll call back in 30 minutes. I'll give you 30
minutes. All right,
minutes.
Talk to you later.
So at 6:30, we'll do the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of the reach and the power of a terroristic tyrannical government. All right, so long, folks.
All right.